Well, a lot of farmers, like we talked earlier, they had a delayed harvest, and so a lot of the appointments that would normally be scheduled in November did get pushed out into December. So our December is going to be pretty busy, and some of the things that guys can bring in, we're looking for, you know, for sure we need their income and expense for the year, and then any additional expenses that, you know, that they're expected to be paying out. Plus, having an idea of prepaids is always helpful. Other things would be we need to know their projected income for the remainder of the year. Some of those items on there might include the market facilitation program. Just one thing to keep in mind there is that is not deferrable. So if they receive that check, then they have to include that in income. It's different than crop insurance where you can have the option to potentially defer that to the next year. Another projected income would be that crop insurance payment if they're still coming in, if they expect to get it yet this year, or if that would happen to 2019. We like farmers to gather their deferred contracts together, meaning if they've sold crop but the elevator is holding the check until next year, we do have the option for farmers to elect to pull that income back by contract. So even if they don't receive that income until the following year, that is available. So that's kind of a nice tool that we have in our toolbox to be able to use. Other items that we're looking for that we didn't put as much emphasis to in the prior years was the specific details on trades. So trades with equipment. So that's one big item that changed in the tax bill is normally trades, we would just take the boot price and depreciate that. Now we need to know the actual details of the trade because the trade allowance will be reported as a sale on the tax return, and then the purchase price of the acquired asset will go on at full purchase price on the depreciation schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of wraps up, I guess, for the tax planning side of things that we're looking for guys to bring in. I mean, there's a lot of options for farmers, and that's one of the best parts of my job is getting to work with farmers and go through all those options and give them different scenarios as to what they can expect for a tax projection.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and of course, I know another item that we haven't talked about since it happened, but of course, will impact 2019 are the new tax guidelines. So for specifically for farmers and ranchers, what are some of the need-to-knows for the new tax guidelines for 2019?
Well, as you're well aware, there's a lot of changes in this tax reform. Even just something that affects everybody is just the change in tax brackets. There's an increased standard deduction, and there's no longer exemptions. So those are just smaller, you know, not necessarily small to everybody, but there's items that affect basically everybody's tax return. Probably the hottest topic for farmers is that Section 199A. And that's essentially what replaced the domestic production activities deduction. We refer to that as DPAD. And that calculation is very dependent on the farmer's specific situation. It's not just a strictly a 20% of farm income. That would be easy if it was that way, but it's not. There's a lot of factors that go into that. So that's one calculation that our specialists at Ag Country are running through, you know, with every tax plan is figuring out that deduction. And for some farmers and ranchers, it can be very substantial. So a lot of different situations depending on where their income is sitting. The other item that is significantly different, like we talked earlier, was the difference in reporting trades. It can make a significant difference on a tax return when you're having to report a trade. You know, say you trade a combine for, you know, $200,000 to boot, but the actual purchase price is obviously a lot more than that. You have to record the trade allowance as a sale and then put the combine on as a full purchase on that situation.
Mm-hmm. Kind of wrapping up our conversation here then, Renee, any final reminders as we move into the 2019 tax season? That's kind of all the questions I had.
Final reminders would just be to, you know, no matter what income situation you're in as far as income or loss, tax planning is so crucial. There's so many options available for farmers and ranchers in you know, our folks at Egg Country do a fantastic job of going through the different scenarios. And I just think it, even if you're not working with us, to make sure that you get in and talk with your tax repairer, because it's just, there's so many options, and you may think that there, you know, it is what it is, but it's not. There's so many options available to everyone.